It is 10 past 8. It's time to talk heart matters. And today we're adding a little bit of sweetness. And we're talking about sugar. And with that, we say good morning and welcome to Corrie Erasmus, one of the registered dietitians at the Heart and Stroke Foundation. Corrie, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you. Lovely to be here.
Indeed. And thank you very much for joining us. And I said we were going to have a little bit of sweetness and then I introduced you. But talking about sugar and sugar awareness, can you please tell us more about the Sugar Awareness Week and why it's so important?
Yes. So this week is the World Sugar Awareness Week, and it's every year from 17 to 23 November. And it's so important because it really aims to teach the public about the health risk of excessive sugar intake. Mm-hmm. Of course, we all know that too much sugar is bad for us, but we don't always know the extent and how easy it is to take in more sugar than we need to. So this week is all about educating the public about those little things.
Mm-hmm. And I suppose sugar kind of conceals itself in so many different ways and so many different products.
Yes, definitely. Mm-hmm. And that is actually leads us to the theme of this year as well.
Right. And talking about that, what is the theme for the World Sugar Awareness Week?
So the theme this year is cut through the sweet talk. What you see isn't what you eat. Mm. And it's exactly what you said. Clever marketing and packaging often make food seem healthier than they really are. And it's very hard for the average person to tell exactly how much sugar is in a product. Many everyday foods and drinks, even those that can be labeled as low in sugar or maybe natural, they can actually have high amounts of hidden sugar, which, of course, increases the risk of something like diabetes, heart disease, in children, especially tooth decay. So, yeah, this campaign, we're encouraging South Africans to read food labels carefully so that they could make informed choices.
Right, and that's very, very important. And why does the foundation play an important role in creating awareness about the harms of excessive sugar consumption?
So the foundation is one of the key organizations in the South African Non-Communicable Diseases Alliance. And we advocate for sugar reduction because we know that it has a direct link to non-communicable diseases like diabetes, heart disease, and so on. We know we play a role in sugar-sweetened beverage taxes. Mm-hmm. We advocate for them because they've been shown to help reduce sugar consumption. That's how we play a role.
Right. So you're almost in a watchdog role.
Yes.
And a question about sugars now. Are all sugars created equal or are some healthier than others? Different types of sugars from different sources possibly?
Yes, definitely. So because there's a big difference in these two distinct categories of sugars, and they are very different in the health implications that they have. So first, if we look at natural sugars, so they occur naturally in whole unprocessed foods like fruits and vegetables and dairy products. So fructose in fruits, lactose in milk and dairy products, glucose in whole grains, fruits and vegetables. And they are considered to be part of a healthy diet when they are consumed in whole foods, because they come with fiber, they come with vitamins and minerals and antioxidants that are in those foods that are very good for your digestion, and they are absorbed very differently than your free sugars or your added sugars.
Okay.
So that's natural sugars. And then, of course, you get free sugars or added sugars. And that those are sugars that are not naturally present there, but they are added during manufacturing or processing of the food. So table sugar, for example, if you're eating cereal and you add some sugar, that's a free sugar or added sugar. Sugars that they add during processing, like when you eat a chocolate or cookies, cakes, or when you have a sugar sweetened beverages, that sugar that's added there during manufacturing. And that's very different because the health impact is very different. It's absorbed in our body very quickly. It stays in our blood. And then that can cause something like your type 2 diabetes, tooth decay, or in the long run, something like heart disease.
Right, right. And then talking about sugar, how much sugar is too much in a typical diet? And I suppose there are a number of variables there, but generally, you know, what is too much sugar?
Yes. So just like with salt, we do have a recommended level of sugar intake where you need to try and stay below this recommendation, because above that specific number, that's when you see to start to see health implications. So the World Health Organization recommends that your intake of these free sugars should be less than 10% of your dose of your total daily energy intake. So the American Heart Association went and when we look at teaspoons, they are saying so it should be between 6 to 9 level teaspoons. But of course, we always want to aim for less. So further research then showed that, you know, actually, if you want to see more benefits, you need to try and stay below 5 teaspoons of added sugar. And that might sound like a lot, but most South Africans, when they went and they looked at how much sugar are we consuming, they saw that most South Africans actually consume between 9 to 24 teaspoons of free sugars. And you know, one drink can have up to 12 teaspoons. So it's really not a lot if you say, let's stay below 5 teaspoons.
Right. Then, Kari, where do the most sugars in our diet come from? And what are some of the biggest health risks associated with consuming too much sugar?
Yeah, so sugary drinks is a very big one. Especially in children and young adults, we see that sugar-sweetened beverages, your cold drinks, your energy drinks, they are the largest contributor of free sugars. It's also very easy to quickly have, you know, a can of cool drink, not realize that you just had 12 teaspoons of sugar, one can, and then it's 10 a.m. in the morning, and, you know, the whole day is still in front of you, and you might have more. So that's a big one. And when they looked at sugary drinks, they saw a lot of health implications. So they saw that adults who drink one sugary drink a day are 27% more likely to be overweight, and for children that's even more. So one sugary drink daily for a child is 55% more likely to be overweight. And then, of course, also it has implications, you know, the risk of developing diabetes. So if you have 2 or more sugary drinks, your risk is increased by 24%. And then just 2 weeks of daily sugary drinks, so if you have one every day, that can increase your blood fat levels by 20%.
Wow. And how does eating too much sugar increase the risk of heart disease and stroke? I think probably some of those questions have been answered.
Yes, so a lot of people believe or are aware of how, you know, too much sugar, we always think diabetes is a big one, and it is. But what people don't realize is that too much sugar also increases the risk for heart attacks and strokes, because when you are consuming too much sugar over time, your body no longer produces enough insulin to make that sugar. So that sugar stays in your blood and then the blood vessels get damaged. They can have little tears. Then your body tries to fix those little tears by blocking them up with fat deposits, and then over time you see you have clogged blood vessels, and then that lead to a heart attack or a stroke.
Wow. And then can you determine, or how can you determine, if food or drink products contain excessive added sugars?
Yes, so that's a very important one, because we said, you know, with clever marketing and packaging and products that look very enticing and alluring, it can be very difficult to tell if a product has a lot of sugar. So the first thing, there's two things that you can do. The first thing is to check the ingredient list. Mm-hmm. The ingredient list is always listed from highest quantity to lowest quantity. And that means that the first three ingredients that you see, that is the majority of the product. So if you see that sugar is listed within the first three ingredients, then you know this product is majority sugar. So it also look out for other names of sugar. So sugar, corn syrup, dextrose, food juice concentrate, glucose, invert sugar, high fructose corn syrup is a common one. So if you see any of those in the first three ingredients, then you know that this is a high sugar product. So that's the first thing. The second thing is you can look at the nutrition table. So if a a product has a claim on the packaging and it says low in sugar or great for you, good for you, you need to verify that with the nutrition table. Right. So you check the total sugar amount and you simply divide that gram amount by four. And then you'll get the number of teaspoons of sugar that's in. So let's say you're taking a 500 ml drink. It says total sugar in the table, 60 gram. So you just take that 60 gram, divide it by four, and then you'll see this drink actually has 15 teaspoons of sugar.
Wow. And just listening to that as well, it's almost a case of a sugar bar stealth. You know, where it's kind of comes under different names that don't even sound like sugar.
Exactly. Yeah. So the marketing and the packaging is very clever. We need to be able to know the other names.
What it goes under, aliases, and doing a little bit of myth busting. Is honey really a healthy alternative to refined sugar, or is that just a myth?
Yeah, so that's something that, you know, as a dietitian, I hear a lot of, you know, people saying substitute sugar with honey, or I don't use sugar, I just use honey. It's natural. But what we have to remember is that honey it's still a very concentrated form of sugar. It's high in calories and it does affect your blood sugar level. So we talked about natural sugars versus free or added sugar. And what most people don't realize is also that the honey that we buy in supermarkets are often actually mixed with sugar syrup or sugar water, because a lot of the honey that we buy aren't 100% natural natural honey. So most honey actually falls within the added sugar category. So no, it's definitely something that is a high concentrated form of sugar and will increase your blood sugar levels. So it's not something that is per se better than sugar. It still be controlled, and it will definitely include an increased risk for conditions like obesity, heart disease, and diabetes.
So in other words, be careful of honey, and maybe be careful of where you get it as far as whether it's real or not.
Definitely.
Then strategies. What are some strategies for reducing our sugar intake? You know, listening to what you've said, sugar comes in all kinds of forms and disguises. So, you know, literally you need a strategy.
Yes. So if we go through breakfast, lunch and dinner. So breakfast, the biggest hidden sugar there is actually in our porridges and our cereals. We have to be very careful because oftentimes we'll go and we'll add table sugar on our cereal, not realizing that our cereal already has maybe 5 or 6 teaspoons of sugar within the cereal itself. So that's a big one. You know, you want to go for your something like an oatmeal, or if you do an unflavored porridge, and then you want to add that sweetness with natural fruits. You know, fruits have their own natural sweetness. We talked about natural sugars. You're getting the benefits of the vitamins, the minerals, the antioxidants. So as far as possible, you want to go for the plain cereal, the unflavored yogurt, the oatmeal, and then you want to flavor that with natural fruits. And then when we go to lunch, you want to be very careful about drinks that we talked about, because often with lunch we'll have a can of a cool drink and then we'll not realize, oh, but actually I just had 12 teaspoons of sugar in this drink. So water is a big one. Again, you can flavor with fruit, you can flavor with herbs like mint, lemon, and then be careful of the sauces also, because sauces like mayonnaise, tomato sauce, condiments like, pickles, they can actually have sugar in them as well. So sweet chili sauce is a big one. Sweet chili sauce can actually be around 70% sugar. So be careful of the sauces that you put on your food and then the drinks that you have with your food. Right. And then lastly, for dinner, I want to highlight that certain spices. So when we buy pre-mixed spices, you know, the other day I checked the rosemary and olive pre-mixed spice that I had in the cupboard. And when I checked the table, I actually saw that there was sugar within the first 3 ingredients.
Sure.
And when I checked the gram amount, the container almost had around 10 to 12 teaspoons of sugar. And, you know, that's not very obvious when you think, oh, I'm just adding a little bit of rosemary and olive flavor to my dinner. Not thinking, well, actually, I'm just adding sugar.
Sugar.
So that's a big one. Check your spices and always go for the raw, you know, turmeric, paprika, cumin. If you want to mix spices like meat spices, mix them yourself.
And then at least you know what's not going into them.
Exactly.
Now, Kari, what about the government? You know, we like to blame the government for everything, but what can they do and or what are they doing to promote healthier eating habits?
Yes, so it's a very important issue for the government, because we know and much research has shown that excessive sugar intake is so linked to health problems, and therefore it's a public health concern, and it is very important for them to address. So in 2017, they introduced the sugar tax, and that showed some promise, because, you know, it made it more, so any product with more sugar was expensive because you had to pay this extra tax on the product, and that motivated people to buy less of them. And then it also helped manufacturers. So manufacturers took that and they either reduced the amount of sugar in their product or they reformulated and completely replaced sugar with something else. But of course, you know, we need to fine-tune these strategies, because, for example, manufacturers took out sugar, but you have to look very carefully at, okay, what did they put in place of sugar? Right. You know, it might be something that is still not very great or good for one's health. So what we really need is we need this sugar tax. So, for example, now because the public have been paying more on these sugar sweetened items, there's increased funds from the sugar tax. So we need those funds to be used very carefully. For example, these the very same funds should be used to also subsidize healthy foods, so that healthy foods are now more affordable. So in the same sense where you're demotivating people to buy sweet foods, you're also motivating them to buy healthier foods.
Well, that makes sense in the ideal world, and hopefully in a country like South Africa that can be implemented. But that circle, sadly, I think has got breaks in it. But I think that's a chat for another day as to, you know, where the money from the sugar tax actually ended up. But Kari, where can listeners find trustworthy resources and information about healthy eating? Because Heart and Stroke Foundation has a lot of resource material available.
Yes, we do. So, for example, we have a sugar chart booklet. And what we did is we took these items that are very high in sugar in there. So, for example, cereals. We took different sauces, from your tomato sauce to your sweet chili sauce. We took cool drinks. So we took cereals, cool drinks, sauces, and we compared them with the amount of sugar they have and very clearly visually showed people exactly how many teaspoons of sugar are in there. And that helps you to kind of choose options that are better for you. So we have a book like that. We have recipe books. We have a diabetes recipe book. So this can all be found on our website, and that's at heartfoundation.co.za.
Great. And that's how we wrap it. Kari, thank you very, very much for a sweet edition of the show this morning, or shall we say bittersweet, because sugar is actually not all that it seems. But thank you very, very much for chatting, and we'll chat again next week Tuesday.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Cheerio then. That's